Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chime, it kicks in later.
Does it?
Yeah,
it does. Sorry.
Cold Little Heart kicks in. You got to get there, though. That's the problem.
It's the second one this morning.
What? Second?
This is like what I would imagine Little Fires Everywhere or Pretty Little Liars show opening
would
be.
I think that's where I first heard that song on one of those shows. What's the documentary that you and Curtis are all hopped up on?
Ooh, What Jennifer Did. It's the same people that did, the same people that produced American Nightmare. Remember that Netflix documentary about the home invasion in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Girlfriend
that
goes
was a
missing.
Great one. Yes.
Very, very good.
Yes.
Same people that produced that did this one, based in Canada, a home invasion at night, and there is a shooting.
Mm.
The daughter calls 911. That's all I'll say.
Worth watching?
Yeah, yeah, very good.
Okay.
Not as good as Breaking Bad.
How you doing on that?
I'm loving it. I'm deep into season two. Phenomenal show. I'm an idiot. You're right.
Ooh, okay. Mm.
I'm waiting for...
Keep that tape, Shime.
I'm waiting for Heisenberg to go all gangster.
Well, you'll get there.
I'm in season three.
Okay.
So...
So you also feel like you were wrong for discounting the value of Breaking Bad when it comes to all-time great television
I think I was wrong in that maybe
You didn't give it a good enough chance.
Well, no, I never even gave it a chance.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
When people were talking about it, so.
Yeah. See, Curtis on second watch is loving it. So.
Yeah, I liked it from first watch from Jump Street.
Yeah. This is Andy from Hudson. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up?
Nothing. Just on the Bruins, some four quick points, and I'll listen to what you say.
Yeah.
As far as Cassidy goes, he rode that first line, the perfection line, into the ground from October. He never played his fourth line, and he only had one power play unit. Mm-hmm. Last night, Jeremy Swayman played on his head.
Yep.
Hampus Lindholm, I gave him a pass at the beginning of the year because he got back to be able to be at training camp with a broken foot, but it takes you some time. He made a play last night that led to a 3-on-1. He's constantly making mistakes. I thought when he went back with McAvoy, he'd be okay, but he definitely is not good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, Courtney brought up Swayman. I think he, you know, stood on his head. He played great last night. I think he's got to be the guy in game one because I think he's your future. So I think you give him a chance in game one. If you're Jim Montgomery and you're going into the round one with the expectation that you're going to platoon the guys, then you at least give Jeremy Swayman game one. But
just because he's going to be the future, I don't know, and I get called dumb all the time. This might be a dumb take. I don't care who our future is going to be. I just care who's going to win us games right now. Like, it does not matter to me that if Swayman's on his way out and you, or sorry, Linus is on his way out and Swayman will be the future. If Linus is the right guy to be named the starter, even if they're doing a rotation, I want to go with him.
Yeah, but you can't. See, that's the thing about the goalie rotation. You never can go with one guy. Because
we said if they rotated it, they had a conversation beforehand, and you go, all right, then Linus is going to do games 1, 2, 4, 5.
We know they're going game one, Swayman, based on what Montgomery said, game two, Linus, game three, Swayman, game four, Linus. Like, so,
and that's what Razor said to me after he was by the other day. He said, you can't do that. The goalies can't
do that. So then why is Montgomery saying that they are going to do that?
Because I don't know why. I'm just telling you what Andrew Raycroft, who would know better than anybody.
Well, I think Montgomery would know better than Andrew Raycroft right now. No offense.
Was he ever a playoff goalie?
No, but he's a
coach. But you said, Courtney, you want the one goalie. How can you ever know who the one goalie is if you're going?
I don't care to know about a one goalie, but you guys keep telling me that there needs to be one.
It's
all
just
like,
been what's been done forever.
Why are you yelling? Like, I'm not, relax.
I'm very relaxed.
No, you really aren't. You get so... I understand. You don't think that it... No, it's never been done before. It's never been done before.
Who needs to relax? Who's doing the voice?
That's what you sound like when you say it over and over again.
But is there a better way... I would argue that relax is the best word to slow somebody down and stop them right in their tracks.
Okay. Like, I would say it's the complete opposite.
Yeah. What?
I would say it is the complete opposite. If someone tells
you
me to relax.
You say the person never relax when you say relax?
No, if someone tells me to relax, I immediately hit the gas.
It's literally never worked.
Well, I was just saying, I don't know why we're running hot about this. My opinion is that why don't we just keep doing something that's been working for this team? I think these two guys are different. I said it last season. I'll say it again. That's it.
Yeah. Well, no, I get what your point is, but you initially said you don't care who the goalie is. You just want to go with the guy that's going to win us
games. And let me just say, Bruins fan in the Twitch, Courtney regurgitating something she Googled, now getting offended by people in the know. I'm so sorry, Bruins fan. How is anybody sitting here right now more in the know than me?
Great point.
And take Andrew Razor Raycroft out of it, but Montgomery said it. He said that that's what they were going to do, and that was my take last season, and they didn't do it, and that's why the downfall. Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Why isn't this person saying Scheim regurgitating something that he Googled? Why aren't you saying...
Well, I mean, there was no way that lead that he had this morning was regurgitated off of a Google.
Ugh.
I mean...
I just look at...
Shout out to Stephen A. Smith.
See, my issue is I just look at the going from a goalie, and people say, well, they did in the regular season, but in the regular season, the pressure isn't as significant as it is in the playoffs. So I just don't see how you can go from one guy every single game. Like, I just don't figure out how you do that and expect that to ultimately work for you.
Has it worked in the regular season?
But the regular season is different, though.
Back seasons.
But it's different in the regular season. The playoffs, how many times do we sit here and we talk to Milbury or we talk to any other, you know, person in sports and they talk about the difference in the playoffs? It's completely different.
Curtis, what did he go on to say about it?
We just spoke right where I'm seated, and he was right in front of me, and I was talking to him about it, and he was saying that if you're the goalie in game one, you need to know you're the goalie in game two. That you, the way that you enter the series with the mindset, because in the back of your mind, you're like, if I let in one here, you're adding stress to a situation that's already fully full of stress.
Now, is it different if you possess the mind of a goldfish?
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
I mean... I think Linus Ullmark was born to be a goalie here. It takes the kind of kooks like Tim Thomas and Tuukka that are unique individuals that ignore the noise. But I don't know. That's why I said I don't know. I've never played hockey. Andrew Raycroft was a goalie in the NHL. He was a tweener goalie. He was never the guy. Mm-hmm. And he talked about what goes into the mental component of a playoff series when you know you're the guy and when you know you're not.
And what would you do, Greg, if you were the coach? Swayman wins game one. Linus wins game two. Swayman wins game three. What are you doing for game four?
I would stick with the rotation because it was clearly working. If they're 3-0.
No, they'd be 2-1.
No, you didn't say that.
I said
that,
Swayman
no,
wins
you
one.
You said I
made a mistake. I'm sorry. That's the problem with this whole goalie rotation. It's
very confusing for you.
Swayman wins one. Linus right. loses two.
It's like yesterday at Capitol Grill when they brought out the plate of the lamb lollipops. Yeah. I was like, there were 12 of them there. Turn around, and somehow 11 of them disappeared.
Greg,
right.
what happened if...
My guy has lamb juice all over his
no,
face.
No, no, no. So
what happens if you eat a lamb lollipop? You eat a crab slider, but then you eat another lamb lollipop. Do you go back for a crab slider?
I meant to say if Swayman wins one, Linus loses two, Swayman wins three.
Then I think you have to stick with Swayman. You have to because he's your hot goaltender.
Can we get Matt Frazier in here? Because I feel like he will have the answers.
Yeah.
It's just like the fact that we have to go through this ice cream headache and Montgomery's not even telling us what they're going to do. He's saying, like, I'd like to do this.
All right, it's a 2 for Tuesday. That means you can win Red Sox tickets all day long on this very radio station. I will give the next pair away coming up at 9:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.